What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. Go. This is always sponsored by TruckDriverBooks.com. TruckDriverBooks.com. All right, let's get down to business here. First, let's talk about the delusion of the big money. You know who you are. All right, because I hear this all the time. I'm going to save all this money. I'm going to get in trucking, and I'm going to save all this money. You're going to save all this money. So let me help a lot of you guys out. First of all, don't save all that money. All right. It's funny. It's like I tried to tell a guy. He was like, you know, if I was young, if I was a teenager again, you know what I'd do? I'd get out there on the road and I'd save all this money. Here's the first problem. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I know what you're thinking, right? Oh, you should do this, man. You don't understand. No, I do. Done this a million times. You live in a different way. You start saving money living a different way. And then one day your life changes and all that money that's set in savings gets exhausted. Because when you're saving all that money because you're young, you ain't got no kids and all that bull, right? Eventually, you're going to have to change at some point. And if you haven't figured out how to live and save, you're just wasting your time. Because at some point, you're going to have to live. Some point, every truck driver starts out over the road. And when you're over the road, it's so easy because you're just focused on eat, run, eat, run, eat, run. But eventually, you come home, right? You get a local job like I have. And then all that money you might have saved gets sucked away to these new things called bills. Right? And so now you're in a new position. You got to learn how to diet around stuff. You got to learn how to live around stuff. And that's, you see, over the road creates this delusion that the way life works is all you got to do is run and get paid, run and get paid. But the problem is, at some point, you're going to need to have a life. At some point, you're going to want to sleep in a bed. At some point, you're going to want to not listen to a truck stop at 3 o'clock in the morning. And when that day comes, you won't know how to save. See, right now, for me, I'm in transition. I have to change everything. Like, dieting on the road was simple. Get up in the morning, inspect my truck, go inside, get something to eat, jump in the truck, boom, I'm gone. That was it. That you can diet like that and lose weight, simple. Then, when you come home, you got food right around the corner. And this thing called a refrigerator, it's like magic. It is just, it's one of those magic things, you know. You sitting there, you'd be like, dang, there's a pipe in there. Stores around the corner. Costco down the street. You know, it's temptation everywhere. So you can find every weekend. Every weekend, I was probably spending at least $50 a week. Just on nothing. And I mean, it's a readjustment to like developing the discipline I need to do what I used to do. I mean, but you know, you get there slowly. But the thing is, that's why I call it a delusion, because at some point you are going to live life and you're going to have to figure out how do you live life and how do you still save money? Like, that's how you got to separate it in your mind. Yeah. So don't go for that delusion. Don't let over the road think, oh yeah, the only way over the road is truly beneficial for you is if you do over the road, you achieve your goal, and you stay over the road. Because the minute you come home, you have to adjust your entire life to learning how to live and save. Learning how to lose weight and have McDonald's around the corner. You know, that's what you got to do. It's just reality, you know. So anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. I just figured I'd talk about that. Something I was thinking about. Nope, not much humor in this one. Maybe the next one, but I'm kind of tired anyway. So, truckdriver101.com.